This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Don't forget to wear your mask to the haunted house. That's the message from the Illinois Department of Labor, which said because of Illinois' indoor mask mandate, visitors must wear masks despite vaccination status. There are still around 240 smaller local governments in Illinois that have yet to claim nearly $20 million in federal funds meant for COVID-19 relief. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity said more than 1,000 local governments have taken steps to claim more than $361 million so far. The application window closes on September 30th. Dip your own candle like a settler at Homestead Prairie Farm and learn how candles were important to 19th century life. This candle dipping workshop will be held outdoors on Saturday, September 25th at Homestead Prairie Farm at Rock Springs Conservation Area. Participants may register for one of two time slots, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. or 3 to 4 p.m. This workshop is free, open to adults and children ages 12 and up, but kids ages 12 through 15 must be accompanied by a parent or a guardian. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Americans will be rolling up their sleeves again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Older Americans who got Pfizer's COVID vaccine can get a third dose, so can some who are younger.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention late Thursday endorsed Pfizer COVID vaccine booster shots for people 65 and older, people with health troubles, and for those otherwise healthy frontline workers whose jobs may put them at risk for infection.
Fox's Jill Nato, those eligible can now get booster shots 6 months after getting their second dose. That camp of Haitian migrants at the border in Texas is down to about 3,000. It had been five times larger. More than 1,000 have been deported. Several thousand more could be sent back, and thousands more believed to have been allowed into the U.S., Republican Congressman Chip Roy tells Fox.
They're not fleeing Haiti because of the earthquake and the disaster there. They've been down in South America.
Yes.
This has all been a targeted effort to run these folks up to Del Rio.
There's a new attempt trying to get the Supreme Court to block Texas's new law outlawing most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Abortion providers in the state asking the justices to take emergency action, claiming great harm is being caused to women. A Fox News poll shows Americans still evenly split on the abortion issue.
65% of Americans believe Roe versus Wade should stand, including more than half of Republicans. However, when asked about the abortion procedure, 49% say it should be legal all the time or mostly legal. Another 49% say it should be mostly illegal or illegal all the time.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The search for Brian Laundrie is now a week long in a Florida nature reserve, and he's no longer just a person of interest.
The FBI Denver office announcing a federal arrest warrant for the 23-year-old after a grand jury indicted Laundrie for, quote, use of unauthorized access devices in the days following the disappearance and death of his 22-year-old girlfriend, Gabby Petito.
Fox's Charles Watson in Florida says that includes using her debit card. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
House Democrats keep working to unite moderates and progressives on their plans that no Republicans support.
Democrats in Congress are still settling on a final price tag for a reconciliation measure that could top out at $3.5 trillion. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a framework is in place providing ways to pay for the bill.
So the revenue side of this, we have an agreement on.
Schumer made that announcement alongside House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, to the surprise of many key Democrats.
Because we know that the Senate's in a lot different places on some of these things than we are.
House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth says he still expects votes on the spending bill could happen as soon as next week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A possible government shutdown looms at the end of the month as Republicans refuse to support a short-term funding bill that also includes increasing the debt limit, something already stripped from that bill, $1 billion to Israel to support the Iron Dome missile defense system. It passed in a separate measure with just 9 House members voting no, including Democrat Rashida Tlaib.
We cannot be talking only about Israelis' need for safety at a time when Palestinians are living under a violent apartheid system.
There's a recall some parents should know about.
They're made by Bobby. Infant loungers once billed as a uniquely designed baby support pillow, but at least 8 suspected suffocation deaths have been reported. Infants who were found on their stomach or their side, even if they were placed on their backs to begin with.
Fox's Lisa Brady, more than 3 million of those Bobby loungers now recalled. On Wall Street, stock futures are down after a second straight big rally. On Thursday night football,
Darnold takes it and is in for the touchdown.
Carolina quarterback Sam Darnold rushed for 2 scores, leading the now 3-0 Panthers to a 24-9 win over the Houston Texans on NFL Network. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high near 80. And tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, cloudy with a low around 51. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 70, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06. Happy Friday.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, September 24th edition of Byers & Company. Friday, September 24th. That's right, we're almost out of September. Pastor Matt will join us from GT Church. Tell you a little bit about the Diamonds and Desserts event last night. Next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Back at it today on a Friday as we are 2 weeks from the food drive.
Wow. Is that possible?
Yeah, it is. Also, do you remember like asking me just a tiny little bit ago and I told you, hey, I like reading the 3-day forecast because it tells me how close we are to the weekend and here we are sitting at the weekend?
Yeah.
Wasn't that just like seemingly a day or so ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Tuesday.
I know. Time is flying by. I don't know. It does it. The older you get, the faster it
flies. It's not just that.
Well, I'm sure it's a lot of things in every individual perspective, right?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you're right. As you, you've accumulated a lot of days, so you start to see that for sure. But, I mean, it is flying right now, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the seasons. I don't know if it's all the news in the world, all the happenings and comings and goings. I don't know, but it is. We're on a rocket ship.
Or a Tesla. Right. I had this conversation about six times last night. Oh, Nick, he's so humble.
Oh, don't. That makes it even worse, Brian.
It was kind of funny because, we have gone, basically a year and a half without doing a lot of the things that we would normally do.
Right.
Including having diamonds and desserts. It didn't happen last year, if you recall. Like many, many, many things. Mm-hmm. Some of them have lived to fight another day. Some of those have gone away forever. But we were at the Country Club of Decatur last night. It was an outdoor event, which I thought worked really well. Hmm. It was, by the time 8 o'clock rolled around, maybe a little chilly, but still better than it being roasting hot like it would have been a week ago. And it was very, very nice. But one of those things is sort of there's a lot of downtime at these events where you just sort of socialize.
Sure.
And that's the stuff that I miss. The events are great, and last night was no exception. Tanya was fantastic, as I knew she would be, and completely deserving of the honor. And there were great people there. Kevin raised about $10,000 in the call to action part of the event, which is like the literally just going, who will give me $1,000?
The last time I saw him do that is a memory I'll never forget, where he raised his own bid on himself.
Yeah, this wasn't bidding on anything, though. You didn't get this was just sort of an ask, which is the toughest of things. Hey, I'm standing up here. Like Jerry Lewis, I'm going to bring the Girl Scouts up, in uniform.
Yeah.
And who's not going to support this?
Yeah, I remember him saying something like to his wife, to Sue. He goes, she's like $700, and he goes, I'll let you have it for $1,000. Yeah.
So that was just the call to give, and then they had the because of Flora Gyms, who's been the sponsor of this from the get go, all 14 years. They used to have the event at their store, and cram a whole lot of people in there, kind of outgrew that, and then it moved to the country club. And so it was nice just you know walking around and having conversations.
Cool.
Outside, safe as you can be,
right?
People are respectful, people are vaccinated, it's so weird because there's a world you live in and then the rest of the world.
That's right. I was talking with my family the other day that if I came down with COVID, how, just thinking about what it would take to kind of contact trace.
Yeah.
And it'd be a short list. I mean, I keep it where I'm not really in any sort of.
Yeah. We've got a senior in high school, so.
That's different.
Throw it out. There's a lot of kids there and band and what have you. So mine would probably be a little more difficult. But it is just nice to sort of see all the wonderful people in this community and people you haven't seen for a long time and hang out with Shirley Stanley and Sue Berhaney and all the other former honorees. It's a pretty unique club. And also to acknowledge, because this is important, in the last year and a half, so many people have passed away and died, and the people who passed away in the height of all of this didn't get to have funerals or do the gatherings that you would normally do, right? And this tragedy is not just this case I'm talking about alone. It was felt by many, many, many people over the last 18 months. But we lost, for the first time, one of our club, the honorees with the Girl Scouts and the Diamonds and Desserts, Peggy Madden, passed away, and Shirley and I were talking about this last night. I believe it was April of 2020, when we were right in the heart of all of this. And she was such an amazing lady. I mean, there are no words. Just a, Sometimes it's hard to sort of explain the effect that people have on people when you're just sort of, everybody goes, man, what a broad, you know, and like in the best sense of the word.
Just brings it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to acknowledge that last night, which was nice. And then also honor Tanya, you know, who was completely embarrassed and
did you do a good job?
Did I?
Yeah, on that.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, my job was just to introduce her. I think.
I know you put some thought into it. Yeah, I'm sure you did fine, but did you get done what you wanted to get done?
Yeah, cool. Yeah. You string it out enough to where she's kind of going, oh, God, shut up. But not too long, right? Because you're not there to see me. You're right. there to see her. I thought it was a lovely evening, and I just wanted to take a minute to thank all of those past honorees, you know, Kit Paulin and Cindy Dedrick and Judge Lisa Holder White and Subra Haney and Shirley Stanley and Julie Curry and Ouija Stewart and Peggy, Kara Demersion Haas, Carla Miller, Julie Moore Wolf, Lisa Flora, who would have been in 2019 because we didn't have the event in 2020, and then, of course, Tanya joins the crew in 2021. And I'm still the only guy in this club.
It's a strong list. Oh, powerful women.
Yes.
And yourself.
Well, no, I'm the outlier. So, it was fun to see everyone last night. It was great. I wanted to congratulate the People's Choice winner and the actual, judges winner. We had, you know, they make the desserts. I lost my $5 bet to Kevin. They've changed this.
I was going to ask. Okay.
I know. Now, here's the thing with that. They've changed that.
Is that confirmed, or are you just feeling
well,
like it?
Well, Stacy's only been there like 3 years.
Okay, so nobody knows, but you're...
Okay. I go back to 2007 on this. I've been involved in every single one. It used to be that the desserts were inspired by the flavor of cookies. And now, evidently, the ingredients... But we had stuff that, I mean, I don't know, maybe the ingredients were there. I tested all, and they were fantastic, but... Cindy's Delights won the People's Choice Award, and the Country Club of Decatur won the Judges Award. They were my two favorites, like, by far. I mean, I gave them a tied score. I could not pick a winner.
Wow.
You have to, like, vote in four categories. You know, presentation and taste, and it was wonderful. They were all very, very good. The Decatur Club, Napoli's was there for the first time. Richland Community College was there. The Country Club of Decatur. The desserts were fantastic, and the food was great. Country Club did a nice job. And so then I tell Kevin that we're not going to do a show on Monday, and he automatically thinks that it's a plot to like not have to pay him his $5 or admit that he was right about the ingredients. I'm like, you're right. I involved my CEO in five different markets.
Yeah, let's just move this thing around.
And over 100 employees, you know, to make sure that you can't come in and have the argument at the end of the day. No, he was right, and I was wrong. But it was a nice time last night at the country club. So I'm walking around. Oh, Nick got a new car.
Why is that the topic of discussion?
I didn't bring it up.
At least it's not, hey, you need to kick, well, maybe it was. Maybe you need to kick this guy off your show.
No. It was, oh, he was so uncomfortable talking about his new car. Oh, Nick's so humble. Oh,
that's, come on. That's not me.
I just thought I'd share it with you because that was the conversation du jour last night. At the country club at the Diamonds and Desserts. And it was a lot of fun. I think Nick's doing okay. He's fine. You don't have to worry about him.
Thank you.
He's got a new Tesla.
Yeah. So in the pre-pandemic times, did people talk to you about your show?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like about it in general or just about Wednesday you were talking about?
Most often it's a very specific thing that resonates with someone or, you know, oh, I heard you guys talking about blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's 99%.
Did that carry into...
Oh, yeah.
So it was the same?
Yeah. It was everybody. Why was Nick so uncomfortable talking about his car?
So that's one of those specific things people heard. Okay. I get people that want to talk about you.
Okay.
Just because they're curious about you. Everybody knows you because they listen to you, you know, and have. So they, it's like, what's he like? What's his
thought on
this?
Am I a man of mystery? That one is a strange one for me. Because I feel like if you listen, you probably kind of know me.
Well, I told you on the air, I think that that sometimes I kind of misthought of who you were a little bit. Because you carry like a presence about you. You're very about your business. You know, you're boom, boom, boom. And then in talking to you, it's like, oh, we have a lot of similar interests. Are you, I'm surprised you're into this sort of thing.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Did you think that about me because of what other people think?
Well, I had no other. So it was.
No, but
yeah,
I mean,
probably.
Okay. So that's the tough thing this for 25 years, right? Is there is an image crafted by someone else that there's really not anything I can do about.
That's right. But then also I worked with you at arm's length, you know, where there was crossover.
Okay.
And so I would see you kind of, you're leading the meeting, you're carrying the conversation. And, you know, so I'm like, all right, that seems pretty accurate. And then, you know, you have high standards. And so it's like in terms of like production and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh man, I don't know a whole lot about this, but I think it's, you know, like I said, I only have gotten to know you because we talk every day, but everybody's listening to us talk. So, I mean, they're finding the same things out I am.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Except everyone didn't just start listening when you joined the show. They've been there for a long time. There's two different definitions.
That's a good point.
To that question. Is that you, well, it's a good point to a point. I mean, you always have new listeners and you always have, I mean, it's not a static audience. It's just been there for 25 years. I mean, occasionally you bump into somebody who says, I've listened to you for more than 20 years. You know, that's a long time.
Wow.
But there's a narrative that people want to have about people based on their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people who don't even listen to the show. I mean, I still get this. On a daily basis, people will post stuff that's completely just made up. I mean, literally, just not truthful.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, I mean, I can't, there's nothing I can do about that.
I have in the same day seen you called extremely white right wing and extreme left wing in the same day.
Right.
And I'm not exaggerating, literally in the same day.
Right. And very little of that is actually based on what is really said on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a perception or somebody's angry about XYZ, and in the year of COVID and everything else, people just pick sides. And if you say wear a mask, get vaccinated, that is the same thing as saying I'm Nancy Pelosi.
Right. Yeah, it's like a sorting table, left or right.
Yeah, and there's a flip side of that works the exact same way. But, you know, I don't think at any time in the, well, I can't say at any time. I was younger when I started this show. I've evolved and grown and changed as a human being, like hopefully everyone does over 25 years. But I don't think most of it's ever been accurate either way.
Right.
It's what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Or what someone else tells you because you didn't listen. It's the wonderful thing about podcasts. I feel like sometimes to the stuff that's just flat out made up or manipulated, it's like, all right, if you're commenting on this or you're buying into this, it's not like you can't find out for yourself.
Right.
But you're too lazy to do that.
Or you just accept things at face value and move on.
Yes. So it's an interesting question, and I appreciate it. And I'm sorry you have to field questions.
No, it's never a problem. It's a genuine curiosity.
Okay. I'm all good with genuine curiosity.
Yeah. I'd say like 99% of it is like, oh, is he really like that? Or, I mean, just like people wanting to know. So, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was fun last night. You can see pictures on Facebook. Congratulations to the Diamond honoree, Tanya Andrix. Well-deserved. One of the things they gave away last night, they had a raffle for like a weekend Tesla test drive.
Is it mine?
No.
Okay. It's probably from
Bloomington, yes.
Yeah, they are doing that stuff.
They have, because the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, and they have had a number of these events around the communities, and I think the Bloomington Tesla group has worked with them on all of them. In fact, last night was the first one. They didn't actually have the Tesla there, but they had the raffle
tickets where you could get the weekend test drive.
Cool.
And then Flora Jim's had their big wall of cookies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah, they're you got to go. Oh, I love doing that. It's fun.
Absolutely. But this time, you didn't get to pick your numbers. You had to spin a roulette wheel on the iPad, you know, where it would automatically generate a number. And Tanya's daughter won the $1,000 gift card from Flora.
What a night.
Yeah. Sometimes it works out the way it's supposed to.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of her, too.
Absolutely. It was a good evening. Pastor Matt's going to join us on the other side of the break. We'll do a last-minute tease for Decatur's Got Talent, find out what's happening at GT Church this weekend. Straight ahead, we've got the Education Spotlight. Folks from Brinkotter will be joining us, Angela, Nicole. It's a big Friday here. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 80, and tonight scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, cloudy with a low of 51. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 70, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:24, and this look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union, celebrating 91 years of service.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Don't miss the one-day-only final sidewalk sale of the year at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur. There are amazing deals going on exclusively from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. only on Saturday, September 25th. Racks of $5, $7, and $10 clothing. 50 to 75% off many other items. One day only, Shop on Main, 407 North Main in downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. For more details, visit Shop on Main on Facebook.
Do you want a chance to positively impact the Decatur community and grow your career? If you've got the passion, Decatur Memorial Hospital is the place. Right now, Decatur Memorial Hospital, an affiliate of Memorial Health System, is hiring for a wide range of positions across multiple departments and clinic areas. Apply your passion today and visit jobs.choosememorial.org to see all available positions, benefits, and more. Come discover all the things Memorial has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
Add curb appeal with the new ThermaTru entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. ThermaTru doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the ThermaTru doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Pastor Matt is standing by from GT Church, and you have through the weekend to get involved in Decatur's Got Talent. Pastor Matt, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Brian. It's good to hear your voice. You doing good?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Great.
Excellent.
All right. What are we looking for here? We got like, what, 48 hours? Well, a little over 48 hours left.
You do. And so I've been gone at a conference this week, but coming back, and I'm excited to hear an update on what's going on with the entries and what kind of talent we have for this awesome event.
$5,000 first prize.
Yeah, 5,000. And even, Brian, 1,500 for second place and 500 for third place. So you have nothing to lose, really.
No, and so you can go to nowdecatur.com, and all the information is there. They emailed a 2-minute video, right? I mean, that's what you're looking for. Give me a little example. I know you've been gone this week, but you guys have had comedians and singers and spoken word. I mean, quite a bit of variety.
Yeah, and I've heard, you know, there's people of all different ages and some dancers and different things like that, but there's still room for people to upload their video. So don't hesitate. Get that video in soon.
Yeah, all right. Sunday is the deadline. So this weekend, get your creative juices going, and you can win $5,000. The event's coming up on October 16th. At the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where we'll have the 20 finalists there. You'll also be able to do the fan vote online at nowdecatur.com. All right, what's coming up this weekend?
Well, Brian, with the pandemic and everything, usually every year we do something called Love Week. And Love Week is we get out in the community and clean up yards, and we've done all kinds of different things to love on the community. Well, with the pandemic, I'm like, this year, let's extend it and do Love Month. So October is all about Love Month. And so this Sunday, I'm going to be telling people to get out there and overcome evil with good. Get out there and do small acts of random kindness just to let people know there's still some good things happening in the world and in our community.
All right, I love that idea. So how do people get involved?
And so, Brian, this year we're taking a completely different tack on it. We're going to make it super grassroots. I'm asking people to get out there. If you're in the line at a fast food restaurant, pay for the people behind you. If you're out mowing your lawn or working on getting the leaves out of your, do some for your neighbor. We're making it real grassroots this year and asking people to, again, video, just a short video of the random acts of kindness that they're going to be doing, and we're going to upload them. We're going to share them during our service. Brian, there's a lot of really good people in our community doing great things, and we're going to highlight that the entire month of October. And so get involved. Do something good for someone else. It'll make you feel good, and it'll make our community a better place.
I love it. Can't get enough of it. Pastor Matt, what time this Sunday can people either visit live or online?
Yeah, and I really want to encourage people to jump online, Brian, at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. Get a taste of who we are and what we're about. That's the best way to do it.
All right, gtchurch.com. Pastor Matt, have a great weekend, and we appreciate you as always. Decatur's Got Talent. Get to nowdecatur.com right now for details.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The federal recommendation is now for higher-risk people who got Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine to get a third booster shot at least 6 months after the second.
People age 65 and older will get approved Pfizer boosters. Also, those age 50 to 64 with underlying health issues and people in the 18 to 64 age group with chronic health issues are okayed for a third Pfizer shot. Also, first responders who are already vaccinated.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A Republican election audit in Arizona is expected to be delivered today. Matt Galka with Fox 10 Phoenix has a draft copy of the report.
Joe Biden got more votes than Donald Trump in Maricopa County. The Cyber Ninja's forensic audit shows Biden actually got 99 more votes during their audit count, and Trump received 261 less votes after the recount.
The audit was supported by Arizona State Senate. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here's the very humble Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
I'm sorry. Today is going to be sunny with a high of 80, and tonight scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, cloudy with a low around 51. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 70, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:32.
To Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'll take my apology now. Anyone that wants to offer it up.
For what?
If you have the in the words of Rob Blagojevich, the testicular fortitude that the cyber ninjas actually showed that Maricopa County, actually Joe Biden, had more votes than what was actually counted in the November election. Man up. Cowboy up. Cowgirl up.
Is this the end of it?
It's never going to be the end of it because people don't want the truth.
I mean, is this the last count
that
we're going to see of the last election?
For most of Americans, we've moved on. I mean, this isn't even still a thing. For a large group of Americans, I don't think you could. I mean, I think Jesus Christ could walk the earth and tell you to your face, and you would go, yeah, no.
I mean, there can't be another county willing to stop and just.
Well, no, this whole state. But what my point is, though, is like this was a given, a guaranteed, rigged, stolen. And your own group of, I mean, literally people who have named their company Cyber Ninjas have said, Trump actually got fewer votes and Joe Biden actually got more votes than the official tally. I could just wait here. Be awkward if I didn't do anything, just waiting for your apology. So we'll move on, which is really my advice to you.
I'm surprised, honestly, if for anybody that's been entrenched in that at this point, why not just say we're going to get them next time? Why not just shift it all to that?
Why not just be a gracious loser to begin with? Why not show a little John McCain-like honor in your character? Right? Why not look for facts and actual factual information rather than being swayed by emotional social media posts or following the likes of some of these attorneys that have been involved that are in like danger of maybe even losing their law license?
Yeah. I mean,
none of it has made sense to me from the get-go, but that's okay. I'm just saying. Now, do they turn on them? I mean, are now the cyber ninjas part of the conspiracy? Because that's been the pattern in all of this.
Right. Yeah, I mean, all the things you just said in terms of just, you know, you bow out gracefully, you can do all those things. That's probably plan A. But at a certain point, I mean, given the, you know, elections are every 4 years and, there's talk that Donald Trump's going to run again. Why not, honestly, just it's an easy pivot and say, hey, he may have won the battle. We're going to win the war. We'll be back in 4 years, and here's all the things, X, Y, Z. Why still dilly-dally on this? Just pivot.
Because the people are pissed, and they like being pissed. It's a state of being for them. They like it. They like ripping the mask off people. They like spitting on people. They like screaming and yelling at people. They like it. They like the tantrum throwing. Politicians like it because if they're stirred up, they give money blindly. I mean, my God, if you're getting duped into doing this stuff, your money, your choice. But so there's no, on what you're saying, there's no impetus to do that because if we keep stirring the pot, we keep, and believe me, there are a ton of Republican candidates that don't believe any of this. They just don't want the beast turned on them. So then they help stir the pot of the beast to keep the beast from turning on them, even though they know it's crap, which is the lowest indicator of character. It's worse than low character. It's no character. Because you're not doing any of it for any greater good at all other than your own self-preservation or your thought process that the end justify the means, so I've got to use the beast. It's been the problem since day one. But the larger problem than that for society is if you just keep lying about everything, the truth doesn't matter. Eventually you get to the point where no one cares about actual facts. It's just who can be the loudest, who can be the most intimidating, who can be the meanest, who can move the needle with raw emotion, irregardless of fact. And if we get to that point where that's how we deem things to be true or not true, we're in a lot more trouble than just an election. Because we've lost our moral compass.
Yeah, you know, the thing that, for me, in watching voting, or what I thought of as a kid to, you know, young adult, as a grown up, and maybe it's similar for a lot of people, is that you have two legit choices that, you know, maybe you have your, you know, the team that you generally go with, but you've got to take pause and, you know, make a serious decision between two. But now it's like if you lean in one particular direction, the other choice is so far from the choice that you tend to be with that there really is no more choice. It's one or the other. They're not two choices for most people. And I think that's the thing that I think gives you, it's not really a choice for a lot of people.
You know, I think that's an,
it's probably just a personal take, but yeah, I mean, it is.
I think it's bunk.
You think it is?
Yeah. I think that a lot of people are just an R or D till death.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. So it's not about choices.
Yeah, I'm not talking about them. So okay. Just throw them to the side.
I'm talking about when you have two candidates running, mm-hmm. you're either for or against okay. based on a color or a letter. And a lot of people live their life like that. And that's fine. That's mm-hmm. their right to do that. But what happens when you stir this pot of distrust and then misinformation and you throw social media on top of it, which just feeds the beast, and then the beast becomes more important than the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a time where people could say, I vehemently disagree with this person on every policy issue down an entire checklist of the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have integrity. And I'm going to concede if I lost, and I'm going to be gracious if I win. And at the end of the day, I'm going to say, you're a fellow American. We may not agree on how to get there, but I respect you as a human being. That's all gone. Liz Cheney is being pushed out of the Republican Party. Liz Cheney, who has a pedigree as a conservative.
And bloodline.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about just her own. Yeah, but her dad was vice president of the United States. And you have in her home state, George W. Bush going to campaign for her against the Trump people. Because she had the audacity to be aghast at what happened on January 6th, which most human beings watching a television set felt the exact same way. We're not even anywhere near truth. It's all raw emotion. So will this be enough, I think, was your original question, for people to move on? No. They don't want to move on. It's not about solving a problem. We're not curing cancer here. I mean, it's not like they, oh, well, let's get to the truth and let the chips fall where they may. No one's doing that. It's not the truth until it finally agrees with them. It's the other way around. It's the exact opposite of the way the truth works. We're going to keep throwing out the truth until the truth agrees with us. Because that's the only truth that can be. Right? I mean, maybe I'm cynical about this. I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I think you're right on, and I just think, you know, and that there will be probably a calendar day. I don't know if it's 2 years in or, you know, when you're kind of like on the actual approach to making a candidacy or whatever, where I think that the look will be more forward than all the way back, but, you know, saying like, hey, we've got to just undo what's happening right now instead of
We live in a time where you can drive out in the country, in the city too, but particularly it noticeable to me when I drive like at the back roads to go somewhere, and legit Americans, farmers, whatever, have flags flying from their flagpole in their driveway that say F Biden.
Or toilets in their front yard with signs on them.
Yes. And that person would have been considered kooky 20 years ago. right? Mm-hmm. Neighbors would have been embarrassed. If nothing else, just the language.
Right.
Kids see that. Your grandchildren see that. It's not adult behavior. It's incredibly childish. And 20 years ago, that would have been like, that's kind of kooky. Even if I didn't vote for the person or didn't, that's too far. And that's what we've come to. I mean, we really have. And it's not just one side.
No. Oh, no.
You have Black Lives Matter now taking on vaccines, which is a really interesting thing to me, that they are now protesting mandates for vaccines.
Seems like, and you're talking about the official organization, yeah, of Black Lives Matter?
Huh. And they protested a store. And this is what always happens with a movement. No matter how pure it starts out or how specific in there, you know, they become this thing that looks for injustice everywhere and finds it everywhere, whether it deserves to be or not. There was a restaurant that wouldn't allow four women in because they had fake vaccine cards. They attacked the person, the hostess.
Physical or
physical.
Oh, wow.
And then the Black Lives Matter is protesting the restaurant. Your movement can't be anti-violence towards human beings if you are providing cover for people who are violent. And vaccine mandates are not racist.
Oh, no.
But that is now this new systemic charge of this is, you know, so it's all over the place. I mean, we literally have let the fringe of society have the narrative. We've given it over to the loudest. You make the most noise, all right, you got it. You make the most noise, you got it. And I still believe, cynical as I am about human behavior over the last 18 months, that the vast majority of the people are right in the middle of that. Not in the middle of this fringe or this fringe, in the middle of not understanding either fringe.
You have enough data to be correct on that, I think, just in everyday life. When you go to a supermarket, a gas station, a store, yes, you might see some people, you know, that are doing the fringe behavior, but by and large, it's uneventful. You can go and live your life 90% of the time.
Yeah.
People are just going about their...
I totally agree.
Yeah, that's how you have that data.
Last night was like that. Mm-hmm. But for like a 67-year-old farmer who thinks it's cool to fly the F Biden flag, 20 years ago, regardless of who was president or not president, that person would have been, that's not cool for my grandkids. What kind of message am I sending to the young people in my life about adult behavior? That's gone. There is a crass nature to it now that is mainstream.
Yeah, and if you add up both sides, there's enough of a size that it has become,
elevated, yeah, it to being, yeah, okay and normal.
Mm-hmm. Different brand, same result.
Yep. So I'm sorry that I long for a John McCain response, you know? And this whole contested election thing, you know, Al Gore really kicked off the whole party with this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that either side can, and that's my problem, and always has been for 25 years of doing this. I will just call out bad and call out good, and I don't care whether there's an R or a D attached to it. And so many people in life have been conditioned to, and it probably goes back to like Crossfire on CNN and all the talk stuff, is that it's like, I'll apologize away for the bad behavior on my side and stand and accuse all the bad behavior on the other side and never acknowledge the hypocrisy. Right?
Right.
Oh, well, he wants to nominate a Supreme Court justice. That is the worst idea ever. Flip the script. I can defend that. You know, there's never been any consistency in behavior, or at least hardly ever, in Washington, D.C. And now it is just unchecked. I mean, they'll just look you right in the eye and act like the position they're taking now isn't at all hypocritical to the same position or the same argument that they took the opposite position 2 years ago or 4 years ago because it was a different president.
The ones that get me are not the, you know, you get asked something and your answer this time might be different than last time because somebody's seeking it from you. But when the people that go on the offense, you know, that call a press conference or make it, that are calling out something that they just did, it's like you're not even trying to sneak this one under the radar. You're going full boat.
Blatantly, yeah. Blatantly.
That's the ones that get me. It's so brazen.
And I can't do that. I just can't. And it's caused a lot of arguments with a lot of politicians on both sides of the aisles over the years. But I'm okay with that. I won't drink your Kool-Aid. We've got way too much of that in this country right now. So you can read the Arizona story yourself, but it won't be enough, and I won't get any apologies. Not that I expect any.
No closer to the truth.
No, because the truth doesn't matter. It's filling that emotional need for you. It's not logical. It's not. Spock would be losing his mind right now.
He'd be ejected out into space.
He would literally have whatever Vulcans call an aneurysm. I mean, that literally.
I think he's beeping back to Vulcan.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, enough.
Yes.
Can't do this.
We'll take the break. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today is going to be sunny with a high near 80. And tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Cloudy with a low around 51. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 70. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees. And your WSOY time is 6:50. This look at your weather brought to you by Palmer Tire. Now offering Michelin and Goodyear tires.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Run with Sloan's on a John Deere Z740R Series Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. That's right, because we're all for keeping it simple. Get 0% for 36 months on the Z740R with a 54-inch deck starting at $223.58 per month. 0% for 36 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/21. Visit Sloan Implement today, celebrating 90 years and going strong. Power up with
Sloan's. During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drug Stores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. That is a great song.
Was it Dennis Miller's, like, music?
His old HBO show.
It was, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Tears for Fears. Everyone wants to rule the world. We used to use it as our city council update theme. Hmm. Back when the shenanigans were, like, on full display.
Well, like, what do you mean?
Oh, throughout the years, 25 years, there have been all kinds of city councils. And there have been just full-out Mother Love and the Traveling Freak Show councils, where every council meeting was just a woo.
And it's the council members or the people showing up?
No, the council members.
Okay.
The people showing up, that's always been a thing. Not as bad as it is now. because, once again, the crass is the norm. And by the way, I'm not offended by the language. So it's, you know, you show up and scream stuff or whatever. I mean, I'm not going, oh, my God. But, you know, I do think there are kids you're trying to teach civics to. But that's always been, I would say the language is different now. You know, there has been an, I remember when NYPD Blue originally aired on ABC TV. And there were, like, local affiliates that were being inundated with protesters to not carry it because it showed a side boob or, you know, a bad word. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, what a bunch of prudes. I want the side boob. And they're New York cops. They're probably going to have some salty language.
Oh, yeah.
But looking back, I think sometimes that we've, even though it doesn't offend me, we've sort of kind of put it in the mainstream of where it, you know, people don't see anything wrong at all about showing up at a council meeting and, you know, throwing the F-bombs and stuff. And I don't know that that adds anything to the democracy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Time and a place for certain behavior.
Right. And do the F-bombs actually make your argument for you, or does it hurt your argument?
I think a well-timed one, a powerful one, could maybe help. But if it's one every 13 words, it's just another word.
Yeah, I think overall it doesn't do anything because people just go, okay, it's a flag thing, you know, or the, you know, we were talking about with the F. Biden or Pritzker socks or whatever. I think it's such a childish argument that even if you have a point, and by the way, there's been a lot of points over the last couple of months of the Biden administration where you can go, look, that's not good.
Right.
But that seems to be beyond people's capabilities today. We just want to put it into a bumper sticker. So, I don't know if the entire culture is too crude or too whatever. We certainly had a president that for 4 years elevated that, put it front and center, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't behave at all and hasn't behaved at all like a president or a former president in any of the style ways of what's been sort of the norm, right? Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see. The big fight right now is whether the Biden administration releases all the records from what happened that January 6th from the White House. You know, that stuff's all compartmentalized and put into boxes and put into storage. And then, you know, if people ask about it, it gets returned to the White House. And the White House, even though it was a previous administration, decides to release it or not. And here's the thing, and I'm really of two minds on this. Because you have to take out former President Trump's personality when you're talking about historical things. Presidents will sometimes do things to protect the legacy of the office and the protection of the office, regardless of personalities or who won last time or who won this time, for the greater good of things. And that's a legit argument.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I mean, going, if I do this, what does that mean for the next president after that, down the road? And I think you've seen a lot of that kind of thing happen. So I understand when the lawyers for Trump say you shouldn't do this because X, Y, or Z. What I have a hard time stacking that up is he doesn't seem to care about anybody but himself. I mean, none of this stuff ever from him seems like he's doing anything to protect the office or following any of the protocols of what presidents and former presidents. It's like, I don't care about your rules. Drain the swamp.
But honor.
But then if it comes to something that might be embarrassing to me, I'm all about the office and the integrity of the office. I mean, that's where I'm stuck. But then I say to myself, well, Brian, just because he's incredibly crass about it and a guy who only cares about himself doesn't mean that the argument's not right, that you ought to protect the office, the sanctity. But it's hard to do when a guy's taken a leak all over that for 5 years and then wants to wrap himself in the protections of that. I don't know where I come down on that. I'd like to know what they were doing on January 6th. because the story has changed and evolved and changed and evolved. And there are phone records. There are logs of, you know, everybody who goes in and out of every office and every meeting and every appointment. I think for historical perspective, it would be good to know. Were they actively trying to stop it, or were they kind of rooting for it? We'll take a break. When we get back here, we have our DPS 61 Education Spotlight. The folks from Brinkotter will join us, and Mark Tupper at Tupper on Sports.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. This October, during Millikan University's 2021 homecoming celebration, the university will honor seven distinguished individuals with this year's Millikan Alumni Awards. The 2021 honorees are Dick Deckert, class of 1954, and Marilyn Trainer Deckert, class of 1955. C. Thomas Harrington, class of 1970, Sir Edward Kidd Jordan, class of 1967, Dr. Ngozi Onora, Angela Osborne, class of 2009, and Randall Renfro. For more information on this year's recipients, go to nowdecatur.com. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.